Hello, it's the 9th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford man has been found guilty on two counts of actual bodily harm at Luton Crown Courts. Last September, 36-year-old Orville Burgess stalked and harassed his most recent ex-partner. He gave the impression he was always watching her. He sent a barrage of text messages stating he wanted to see her. He said he would show up at her home where her children lived if she didn't come to see him. When she arrived at his flat, she was immediately grabbed by the throat, thrown to the ground, assaulted and threatened. Another ex-partner arrived during the incident. She was also knocked to the floor. The two women eventually escaped and contacted the police. Burgess will spend 6 years in jail. He will be on licence for two of those years. A restraining order will block him from contact with both women. McColl's, a convenience store staple founded by Robert Smith McColl in 1901, could collapse into administration if a last-minute rescue effort by the billionaire Isar Brothers is unsuccessful. The Isar Brothers are the owners of Asda. Bedford has three McColl's locations. A sporting tradition since 1853 returned to the River Great Ouse over the weekend. The 156th Bedford Amateur Regatta rowing event took place along Bedford's embankment on Saturday following a 3-year absence. Competition was fierce. A new race was set up every 2 minutes. The event was held from 8:30 in the morning until 7:30 in the evening. Ottilie Quince, originally from Luton, has fought against kidney disease and twice against cancer. She plans to take on a 2,500-kilometre bike ride back to her current home in Mallorca, Spain. Miss Quince will raise money for two charities, the Urology Foundation and UCARE. The trip is expected to take 21 days. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.